This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly election in West Bengal has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the state. Senior BJP leaders are crisscrossing the state today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is addressing rallies in East Bardhaman and Howrah, followed by roadshows in Howrah and South Kolkata. Union Health Minister JP Nadda is leading roadshows in East Bardhaman and Nadia, while Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has reached Nabadwi. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee is campaigning in Hooghly, Damdam, Bhabanipur and Behali. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee is holding rallies in South 24 Parganas, Howrah and Maniktala. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is also addressing three rallies today in Srirampur, Kolkata, Shaheed Minar and Metia Buruj. The left front is also active with CPIM State Secretary Mohammad Saleem and veteran leader Aseem Dasgupta leading roadshows and rallies in Howrah, Panihati and Kardaha. The Enforcement Directorate launched extensive raids in West Bengal today in connection with the public distribution corruption case. Operations are underway in Kolkata, Bardhaman and Habra, targeting 9 different addresses. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated Atmanirbhar High-Speed Bullet Train Manufacturing Plant Aditya in Bengaluru BEML today. Speaking to Akashvani and Doordarshan, he informed that the first prototype will come out next year and production will happen in the later part of 2027.
The plant where the train will be manufactured is this Aditya plant of BML. So the plant is now in very good shape. The design is also completed. Very soon, the manufacturing of B28 bullet train, which is Atmanirbhar Bharat's bullet train, will be started here very soon. The first prototype should be ready early next year and it should get into operations around late part of 2027. It should be completed.
The government has reaffirmed that the country's fertilizer security remains strong, stable and well-managed, with availability consistently exceeding requirement across all major fertilizers. Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement that the recent claims of shortages are not supported by facts. It pointed out that the data from both the recently concluded Rabi 2025-26 season and the current period indicate a comfortable and well-buffered supply position nationwide. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of Niti Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Berry. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, K.V. Raju, Gobardhan Das, M. Srinivas and Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of Niti Aayog. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. The newly appointed Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Ashok Kumar Lahiri, today met the Prime Minister in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. Lahiri on his appointment. Government has debunked social media posts claiming that Assam Rifles personnel were caught transporting tactical uniforms, bulletproof vests and other equipment to armed groups in Okhrul district of Manipur. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the claim is fake. The PIB has urged the citizens to avoid sharing unverified and sensitive claims that can incite tension and spread misinformation. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals were 78 for 1 in 7 overs against Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. When the reports last came in, Delhi Capitals won the toss and elected to bat first. In the evening fixture, Rajasthan Royals will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.